USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The baby formula crisis in the United States has been known since February, and finally the first imports of baby formula arrived in the United States over the weekend. More flights from foreign countries are coming to ease the shortage, as domestic production is not ready. As Americans plan for a summer vacation, they're being met with astronomical inflation and never-before-seen gas prices. The Biden administration puts the blame on Russian President Vladimir Putin. Not so fast, says Republican Congressman Michael Waltz from Florida. He was on Fox News and says the blame falls squarely on the White House.
Energy costs and transportation costs are the largest driver of inflation. They were there well in place as soon as he shut down that Keystone pipeline and all of the federal leases and the drilling in Alaska and on down the list and told all of the woke companies in Wall Street, don't invest in oil and gas. This isn't Putin, this is Biden.
USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Oklahoma Representative Mark Wayne Mullen on Newsmax says he's putting forward legislation to expunge President Trump's impeachment.
Listen, you guys made a political decision to impeach a president, and our founding fathers warned us of this to begin with, and what we don't want to do is say to the future Congresses that this is okay. We got to make sure we get this thing right, so we're going to go back and expunge it. And if you don't do it now, while you're in office to right your own wrong, then we'll do it when we kick you guys out of office next year, which we're going to do that in November.
President Biden said Monday in Tokyo, Japan, that the United States would send in troops if China were to invade Taiwan, saying the burden to protect Taiwan is even stronger after Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that?
Yes.
You are?
That's the commitment we made.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Over the past week, the internet's been buzzing over images of what appears to be a doorway cut into a cliff on Mars. NASA's Curiosity rover, which snapped the picture earlier this month, said that while the strange door-like features on Mars provides a fascinating doorway into the ancient past, it's perfectly natural rather than the work of some aliens in hiding. The Curiosity rover found the Mars door on May 7th while imaging mounds known as East Cliffs in the Gale Crater. After further review, the doorway is only 12 inches tall and 16 inches wide, perfect size for a Barbie doll. Zach Brown Band founding member John Driscoll Hopkins revealed Friday he's been diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease.
Hey guys, John Driscoll Hopkins here with Zach Brown Band. I have tough news to share, and my brothers and sister have gathered to support me. Over the past several years, I've noticed some balance issues and some stiffness in my hands. After careful analysis by some of the country's top neurologists, I have been diagnosed with ALS. Because my symptoms have been slow progressing from the start, we believe they will continue to be slow progressing going forward. God willing, I plan to be rocking with these amazing people for many years to come.
At this time, there is no cure for ALS. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.